On the record.
Good morning. Today is April 3rd, 2025. It's approximately 11:05 a.m. and we're here under case number 125-0055. The appellant is Kai Cooperreiter. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. We have one person in the hearing, and I'm going to ask that person to unmute themselves and please identify themselves, spelling their full name and who they represent.
I guess, is that just me on David's tab?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's David McIntosh, D-A-V-I-D. M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H.
Thank you. And your position with the city?
I'm a parking code enforcement officer for the city.
Thank you. For the record, the appellant has not appeared, so I'm going to check the hearing notice, see whether that was mailed or emailed. April 1st, so I am finding that the proper notice was given the appellant, so we'll continue on. In this case, I divided this case into, we're going to finish the rest of the introduction and then I'll continue. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. And I'm going to ask the officer to please mute his phone. Thank you. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And the appellant should know that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. I did divide this case into two, with the first part being for the appellant to show that why his request for hearing was late. And I'm pulling up my order, which is Exhibit 6, about that. And it says that the appellant's request for a hearing is late. And so the first part of the hearing will be dedicated to allowing the appellant an opportunity to present evidence in support of the appellant's position that he had good cause for the late request. And I did ask will require that the appellant upload to the case management system before the hearing documentation showing that the appellant was out of the country like he said he was. And my order continued that if I found that the appellant had met the burden, that he was unable to timely file his appeal, then I would move on to the second part, which was whether or not the tow was valid. I also note that because this vehicle was in storage, I do have to make a decision on the record today. Because the appellant is not here, and I am finding that the appellant had adequate notice of the hearing, and I want to ask the clerk, was this order bifurcating the hearing, Exhibit 6, also emailed to the appellant?
I do not know. I'll have to check. I wasn't the clerk, so I will have to check. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you for holding. I don't see any notes from the initial clerk that it was actually mailed. The system does automatically send out an email, but I don't know if it was physically emailed to him directly or put in the mail. I can't tell from there.
Thank you. And actually, I wasn't asking if it was put in the mail, so I'm sorry if that was confusing. What I was actually asking is, was it emailed? And you're telling me that the system automatically sends it out. So
correct.
That's the answer you're looking for.
Correct.
So I am finding that the appellant has not shown good cause that the request for hearing was late. Therefore, I am finding that the appellant does not have a right to have the hearing. So my decision, therefore, is the same as if I had found the tow was valid, which is that the city will not be reimbursing the appellant for their storage and tow. So the appellant, therefore, is on notice as of now that the retrieval of the vehicle will be at their own cost, and so they should get the vehicle out of storage as soon as possible. If the appellant thinks my decision, and I will be issuing a written decision that reiterates what I just said, if the appellant thinks my decision is wrong, they have a right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. Thank you for appearing, Officer McIntosh, and this will conclude the hearing. Thank you, and have a good day.